All right, welcome back. And this session, we are going to look at actions. We're going to look at actions. So we've been working through the simple personal plan account form. And you've already worked through future, and then purpose, and then basis, and reality. And now we're going to look at actions. So there's two things we really wanted you to do through this, throughout this course. We wanted you to get some think space in order to think through where you are and where you want to be, number one. And then number two, we want you to take action in order to make progress. And this session is going to help you do that. And so what we're going to do is we're going to write down specific actions that will help us move forward. Some of them are going to help me create habits, and some of them are strictly for accountability, because I know that I'm always going to struggle in some of these areas that are most important to me. Do you understand the difference? So some of them are to help me create habits, and some of them are to help me with accountability. The actions that I'm going to write down that help me with creating habits are actions that I aspire to do. Some of them I know I have a problem with this area, and so I'm going to make it so specific that I can put it on my calendar, that it'll help me remember to do it. So let me give you a couple of examples. We've been sharing with you my account for my wife, Sarah. We looked at our future, and we looked at our purpose, and we looked at the basis, and then the current reality for that. And now I'm going to share with you some of my specific actions with Sarah. So here's one. I want to spend time with her at the end of each day, communicating with her with no interruptions. And then in my personal plan, I've written 9 to 10 p.m. And so on my calendar, I'll show you a screenshot here. On my calendar, you can see from 9 to 10 p.m. every night, I have carved out spend time with Sarah. And that time might look different each night. Sometimes we might read something together. Sometimes she might have shared something with me. And in fact, we did it this week. She texted something to me. And I said, hey, I'd like to think about this and talk about it a little more, so let's do it. And last night, we sat down for a few minutes and just talked through how she's thinking and how she's feeling about a specific thing that's important to her in her life. And so we have this time that we've blocked out. So if everything else keeps us from talking during the day, we have at least this time that we can focus together and we can work on this together in the evening. Make sense? Here's another one. We're going to go on a lunch date with her every Friday at noon and leave our phones in the car. Now, that's important. See how specific that is? We've actually got a day and a time, and we're going to leave our phones in the car. Now, this works out really good for us. Our kids are both in school, and so lunch dates on Friday work out really good. We don't have to find a sitter. We've got extended time. Sometimes we'll just eat lunch together. Sometimes we'll go shopping together. Sometimes we'll go watch a movie. I mean, it just really depends on what we're feeling like that day. But we have an extended period of time where we don't have to be anywhere and we don't have to do things. Both of us generally try to take off on Fridays. So I don't schedule significant meetings or significant work on Fridays because I've made this a priority and it's already blocked out on my calendar. Then third one is I'm going to take her on 2 weekend getaways each year, one before May the 30th and the other before November 30th. We're going to unplug from technology. And these don't have to be really expensive. I mean, we've done trips where we've flown somewhere and we've got away and one of our parents will watch our kids or someone will hang out with our kids. Or we've done things where we go to the same city. Maybe we drive across the city. We live in South Atlanta. Maybe we'll go to North Atlanta and we'll spend a day and a half, 2 days where we get away. It's just us, no children. And so it doesn't have to be super expensive. Often when we travel, we'll just use points. We use points to fly or we'll use points to stay in a hotel. And if that's something that you have the ability to do through your work, where you accrue points and you have that, that's even a bonus. And so it doesn't have to be expensive. You can get creative and still spend significant time together. Now, here's our action steps. And we're going to give you a little bit of information, so make sure you listen to this. Don't just read the action steps and move on. I want you to understand what we're going to do here. Number one, we're going to write 2 to 3 actions for this account. This one account we've been working on. We're going to write 2 to 3 actions for this account. Now, here's what I want you to do. If you're concerned that it's going to be too many and you've got 8, 9, 10 accounts and you're going to have 2 to 3 actions for each account, I would encourage you to just write one, okay? So don't feel like you have to write two or three right now. If you want to just write one, get you some progress, get you some momentum, which we'll talk more about later. Just get you some progress, write one, get some progress. And then I want you to share it in the Guidestone University leader community on Facebook. Okay. Again, accountability is key for us. If we're going to make progress, we need to get good feedback and we need to have the accountability to put these things in place in our life, in our work to make progress. So number one, we're going to write 1 to 3 actions, whatever makes most sense for you. And then we're going to post them in the Guidestone University leader community inside Facebook. Now, before you write your actions, I would encourage you to watch the next 4 sessions. They're all really short, so you can watch them really quick. The next 4 sessions are Get Away, Keep It Simple, Be Specific, and then Our Most Important Tips, okay? And so again, they're really short. You'll be able to work through them really quickly, and it'll help you as you create your actions, and it'll help you get the most progress as quickly as possible. We are for you, and we want you to make as much progress as you can. So we'll look forward to seeing you in the next session.